request, we play them. This is Radio Sega's Top 40 Countdown with KC.
Good evening, everyone. Welcome to Radio Sega's Top 40 Countdown. I'm KC and I'm live from Portugal, as usual, every Monday night at 8 p.m. GMT to play the 40 most requested songs of the week on RadioSega.net. Yes, you're listening to RadioSega.net, playing the best Sega music 24/7 and also your own requests. You can, as you know, I think... you should all know this, but if you join Radio Sega as a member, if you go to RadioSega.net and register as a member, you get access to our playlist. You can create a list of your favorites and request every song from our playlist. Well, not every song, because there's a lot of them, but you can request your favorites, of course. And the most requested songs are played every Monday night by myself here on Radio Sega's Top 40 Countdown. Welcome! We have an awesome show for you tonight. Of course, it's not the Hideki Naganuma edition. Yes, that was an awesome show last week, but we have some excellent tunes nonetheless. And as usual, you can interact with us during our live show. You can join us at radiosega.net/community/chat if you want to join us in the IRC. You can also use your preferred IRC client if you don't want to use our embedded IRC client or whatever we have on the website. You can use your preferred IRC client. Our server is irc.surrealchat.net. Our chat room is, of course, Radio Sega, hash Radio Sega. And we have a few people coming in the IRC chat room. Let's see who we have here already. We have Trigon, Rexy, Sound Reaper, Voice, _ Spondy, A Winner Was You, Bogard, CTR, D'Artagnan, Dragonblaze 123, Ainil Vanato, Midwinter, Shadid, Shugnessy, Sir Croft, Trekkie, and Twini. Hello to you all. Yes, yes, yes. Shadid says he uses a rock for IRC. Okay. Yeah, you can also use smoke signs if you want to, but I don't think you can use hashtags if you use smoke signs. Anyway, you can also interact with us via Twitter if you want. Just mention at Radio Sega and use the hashtag RSTop40. That's hash RSTOP40, and we'll read your tweets on air and give you a mention. For example, we had a few mentions. We had Clayman from Caverns of Hope, our good friend. Hello. We also had M. Twini, or Twini as he is now known, apparently, and the Opus Science Collective. We have something from the Opus Science Collective to play during the show. Yes, something that is actually already playing in the background, but you can't really enjoy it with me, with my annoying voice on top of it. So, as I was saying before, our show tonight will be awesome. We've got some awesome tunes, so what better way to start the show by playing number 40? Well, number 40 this week, I want to hear you all sing along to this, because this is awesome. From Jet Set Radio Future, number 40 this week is IL-10. You're listening to Radio Sega's Top 40 Countdown on RadioSega.net.
Hello, Alice.
I wanna hold your hand. I haven't been the
About a quarter after nine, you shine in the neon sign. Where are you from? You floating like an angel at night. Into my life, and leave me with a song to write. And now I'm loaded, holding my sack, and wondering where she is at. With a line of customers getting mad, they didn't see what I seen. Nuh-uh, the store queen made everything easier for one fine E. And in my bloodshot eyes, all I can see is everything's fine. With a turning stomach, running thoughts through my head. Come on.
Hello, Alice.
I wanna hold your hand. I haven't been the same man since I saw you coming in. Let's have a toast to the girl in aisle 10.
We need some help and
I'll. Hello, Alice.
I wanna hold your hand. I haven't been the same man since I saw you coming in. Let's have a toast to the girl in aisle 10.
Listening to the Top 40 Countdown with KC. Playing the most requested songs of the week only on Radio Sega.
Thank you.
We're back. This is Radio Sega's Top 40 Countdown, and that song was amazing. In fact, I think I'll just use a little something I have for this occasion, because that song contains Win.
This track contains Win.
Yep. And if you don't know this, where this soundbite is from, you should have listened to last week's Sega Mixer Drive, because this is from one of the Sonic Zone Remix Competition songs. And it's awesome. The song itself is awesome, the remix, but that last track was also amazing. So what have we played during that first batch of music? We had number 40, the awesome IL-10 from Jet Set Radio Future. At number 39 we played Guiding Star, one of the vocal tracks of Super Monkey Ball Step and Roll. And all the vocal tracks for Super Monkey Ball Step and Roll were added last week, I think, to our playlist, so get requesting. At number 38, also a new addition to the playlist, Coco Tapioca, the huge dancer from Project X Zone. Of course, this is a remix of, or a new arrangement of, a Space Channel 5 song. At number 37, also a new addition to the playlist, from the Secret Bonus Point remix album of Dynamite Heady, Dance Dance Revolution. Dance Dance, or yeah, it sounds German or something. And finally, at number 36, Daddy Milk Groove remix from the Ninja Warriors, the full version, a remix from Mai Mai, Of course, Mai also a recent addition to the playlist. That arcade game that we don't have over here in the West, but there, I think it's big. I hear it's big in Japan. No pun intended. Anyway, people in the IRC are talking about Sonic London that actually happened yesterday. Why am I confirming something? Apparently, Forever Sonic says I'm confirming something. Oh, the document! Yes, yes, it's working. Yeah, yeah. So, yeah. So, thanks to, by the way, thanks to Forever Sonic, we now can tell you every week who was the top, the week's top requester on Radio Sega. Yeah. So, we'll be announcing that later on during the show. But I'm looking at the list, and I see someone with 102 requests. Yes, and I see a few people with one request. Why just one request? You need to request more! Anyway, let's move on, because time is of the essence. At number 35 this week, from Hatsune Miku Project Eva Arcade, this is Multiple Futures Quartet, a remix of the Quartet theme. You're listening to the Sega's Top 40 Countdown.
The best Sega music, live shows, and the chance to request your favorites. This is RadioSega.net.
Sega!
Number 52.
You're listening to Radio Sega's Top 40 Countdown, and in that last batch of music we had number 35 from Hatsune Miku Project EVA Arcade Multiple Futures Quartet, the quartet theme. We had number 34 from Sonic the Hedgehog 06, Solaris Phase 2 boss theme. At number 33, Labyrinth Zone from Sonic the Hedgehog. At number 32, opening theme Introduction from Alicia Dragoon. And finally, at number 31, although I mixed things up and thought it was number 32, but at number 31, King of Island from Sega Rally 2, which didn't make it to Hideki Naganuma's top 40. Anyway, I asked something on Twitter and in the IRC. I asked people, oh, we have a few replies already. I asked, what kind of live show would you like to listen to on Radio Sega in the future? Any ideas? And we had a few replies already. I'll read them during the next break, but for now, you know what time it is, don't you, god damn it, yes, you know, it's time for the first.
Lately, it's with Highline.
Yes, playlist highlights are back this week. We didn't have any playlist highlights in the last show, but we have a few this week. And the first one, as promised, by the Opus Science Collective, this is the new intro theme to Radio Sega's Top 40 Countdown. If you're a Sega fan, which you probably are, otherwise you wouldn't be listening to me. Not me, the music, because let's face it, I'm crap. But if you're a Sega fan, you'll love this song. Just pay attention to the small details, because this is awesome. By the talented guys, the Opus Science Collective. How awesome was that? It was really awesome. In fact,
this track contains Win.
Yes, that track contained Win by the Opus Science Collective, especially for this show. Not especially, exclusively for this show, because this won't be played anywhere else, unfortunately. This is our new intro theme. Yes, so did you enjoy this track? And the winner was you, is saying, oh, that was the ending theme from Wonder Boy 3. Yes, yes, it is, it is. So if you enjoyed this, if you like this, if you love this, feel free to tell the guys from the Opus Science Collective that you did. Just tweet them. They're at Opus Science, O-P-U-S Science, on Twitter. Let them know you loved the song, because I did, so it must be awesome. Yes, so I was talking about the question I posted on Twitter about new live shows, because we have we were planning on having a new show on Thursdays, but unfortunately that won't be the case for a few more months, so we have to fill that slot, and we have a few other slots to fill. So don't you want to tell us what you'd like to hear on Radio Sega, what kind of live show you'd like us to air, to do, to, yeah, let us know. Hash RS Top 40 and your answer. We had a few already, we'll be reading them soon. One other thing we'll do tonight is find out who the winner of our podcast exclusive Hideki Naganuma prize is. Yes. Yes, we will. Anyway, now we'll play number 30. And number 30 this week, from Sonic Rivals 2, this is Event Demo. You're listening to Radio Sega's Top 40 Countdown. Please don't go anywhere, because we've got a lot of good tracks to play still.
Yeah.
Radio Sega's Top 40 Countdown with KC.
I was enjoying that track so much that I almost lost track of time. But we're back, and this is Radio Sega's Top 40 Countdown. So, what have we played during that last batch of music? We started off with Sonic Rivals 2 at number 30, Event Demo. At number 29, Can You Feel the Sunshine? Can you? Sorry. From Sonic R. At number 28, Dreams Dreams, as a winner was you was saying, the right version this time, not the kids version, from Sonic R at number 29. Number 28, Dreams Dreams from Nights into Dreams at number 28. At number 27, Zenpyo, or something to that effect, from the Secret Bonus Point album, fan-made album with remixes of Dynamite Heady. And finally at number 26, I Know You Want Me versus Rin Rin from Anarchy Reigns. I know you want me, Johnny. So, UB314 didn't know that Hideki Naganuma started the whole Donnie thing. Yes, do you know that bit on one of the Sonic Rush tracks that goes... Yeah, so that was from a song. It was a sample from a song called Donnie by The It. So that's where the whole Donnie thing came from. Okay? Yes? So, now you know. And knowing is half the battle. G.I. Joe. Okay. But anyway, we're running late, so let's move on and play number 25. When we get back, we'll have another playlist highlight, or a couple of playlist highlights, and we'll have news on that Radio Sega t-shirt competition we did for the podcast listeners. Stay tuned. You're listening to Radio Sega's Top 40 Countdown only on RadioSega.net.
1, go!
Stepping, tripping on the bumba. Dance so high today in the samba. Magical step, feet that face the piper. Do the rest, and where did this cat come from? Doing it up in the streets and they call him fat. So many, and is he that dance the most?
3, 2, 1,
go! A shout, get down! I can't shout until the dawn continues. Close to work time, 10 minutes to 4:30 time. All the flame here, let's go. The gig is up, go. You can't go.
Listening to Radio Sega, playing the best Sega music 24/7.
Let's look at the
number 22. We'll be right back.
Welcome back to Radio Sega's Top 40 Countdown, and in that patch of music we had number 25, Death Egg Mark II Zone Act 2. So that's Death Egg Mark II Zone Act 2 from Sonic the Hedgehog 4 Episode 2. At number 24, Showtime from Rhythm Thief and the Emperor's Treasure. Yeah, at number 23, Idaten from Shinobi 3 Return of the Ninja Master. At number 22, Origin Awaken, the Theme of Heroes from Project X Zone, which is of course a remix of Gain Ground. And at number 21, Bad Girl, the full version from Mai Mai. Oh my my. Yes, pervert. Anyway, pervert. Yeah, that's the same thing. Anyway. Yes, so
Age!
Yeah, we have to do a Takenobu Mitsuyoshi special sometime.
Age!
Also, what does Takenobu Mitsuyoshi say when he loves something?
Yeah!
Okay, so, yeah. Takenobu Mitsuyoshi soundbites. Anyway, it's time for the second. So the second, not just one playlist highlight, but the second batch of playlist highlights are from Shenmue 2. So, last week, I got some time, some free time. Not really, but yeah, I used some of my free time to do a revamp of our Shenmue 2 soundtrack that we have on the playlist. And I found that we had about 70 or 80 tracks, and the full thing is 343 tracks, at least the ones that I found. Yes, so 343 tracks that are now on our playlist for you to request. New additions include the theme of Joy and the other thing that I'll play after that. So let me know if you recognize that, okay? Let's take a listen.
Yeah. She's a god on a pair of wheels. She passes right in the black of a night. No, you can't ever start to keep your head from looking back. Cause you see a fantasy's a building that feels like a dream.
It's a little bit funny, but a little bit nasty. It's a little bit lucky, cause I'm now in trouble.
And we're back. So those were two of the songs that were added to the Shenmue soundtrack on our playlist. So we had the theme of Joy. Joy is one of Shenmue 2's characters. A lovely lady she is. And the theme of Cool Z. Cool Z, for those that never played Shenmue 2, is one of the Heavens. He's part of a gang called the Heavens. And he's always carrying a big boombox. And that's the song that's playing every time he's around. I can't understand a word of that song, but yeah, thought that would be interesting to play for your enjoyment. So now you can request all 343 tracks from the playlist, from the Shenmue 2 soundtrack, and we'll have a couple more after in the next playlist highlight segment. For now, it is time to determine the winner of our Radio Sega t-shirt competition. So, let's use this Excite QTE 2 theme from Shenmue 2 as our talk bed for us to explain the rules of this competition. So I recorded an extra bit to last week's show for the podcast. I asked our listeners a question. The question was which English singing artist, I think that was the question, which English singing artist was or is Hideki Naganuma's favorite? The answer is Prince. He told us during our interview a couple of years ago. And we had three people taking part in this competition. So now it's time to determine the winner. And to determine the winner, what better than the Lucky Hit theme? So we had three people sending me the answer, and those three people were Twini, Wayne the Game, and Kopke. So what we'll do now is open random.org and see where the ball hits. Which number does the ball hit? So number 1, M20, number 2, Kopke, and number 3, Wayne the Game, because M20 sent me the answer on the 18th, Kopke on the 19th, and Wayne the Game on the 20th. So let's see who gets an exclusive Radio Sega t-shirt. Number 2, Kopke. So you're the winner. Yay. And since you're the winner, we have a little soundbite for you. Where is that? I have so many sound effects these days. So yay. So for the ones who lost, I'm sorry. Yeah. So the ball hits Kopke, and Kopke wins an exclusive Radio Sega t-shirt with our logo and wait for it, because I need to cue some music or else this won't end well. Where is the music? Okay, okay, no, 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 don't play, don't play, don't. Yes, 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 okay, yes, yes, okay. Sorry. Yeah, so, not only the t-shirt will have the Radio Sega logo on it, but it will have a character, a Sega character of your choosing, as long as it's Radio Sega, a Sega character that it's in one of the games that Hideki Naganuma worked on. For example, Beat, Sonic, Blaze, Tails, one of the cars from Sega Rally, Ai-Ai, Mimi from Super Monkey Ball, I don't know. You can choose wherever you want to. So, congratulations, Kopki, for winning our competition! Yay! And don't be sad, M3ne, and win the game, because we'll have more chances to win a Radio Sega T-shirt and other awesome prizes, because we'll have a few Radio Sega specials coming soon, especially some top 40 specials, and there will be prizes as well to be won. But for now, congratulations to Kopki, and let's play number 20. Number 20 this week, from the awesome Opus Science Collective and their The Magical Sound Shower project, this is Moon Beach. Keep it here, this is Radio Sega's Top 40 Countdown.
ける。そんな瞬間があるよね。誰も時には不意に胸にある揃いた身笑っても作り笑いじゃ言えない。本当の気持ちには嘘はつけない。信じてた意味道に影落とす闇刻んだ木の見据えた明日。 もしか屈してもYou are shining so never alone。君の叫びはちゃんと届いているよ。どんな遥か崖からも。You are fighting for everlasting。命焦がして今明るく激しい鮮烈な光になれ。戦って
Yeah!
生きてゆくそのわけの答えにはいつも用意していたいね。たとえ孤独な夜も振り上げた拳さえ開いたら誰か支えて包むあったかい絆になること忘れない。ほう伝わる涙たちを真摯に歩んでいる証し少しも
40 Countdown with KC, playing the most requested songs of the week, only on Radio Sega.
Thank you.
such a nice song. Welcome back to Radio Sega's Top 40 Countdown. And in that patch of music, we played at number 20, Moon Beach, by the Opus Science Collective from their The Magical Sound Shower project. At number 19, Our Fighting featuring Takenobu Mitsuyoshi. With a little extra... Anyway, at number 18 we had a Final Battle Opportunity from Skies of Arcadia. At number 17, Moray Abyss from Echo the Tides of Time, the Mega Drive version. At number 16 we had Labyrinth Jungle Navigation from the 7th Dragon Arranged Version soundtrack. Awesome, awesome tune. And I was just thinking about Project X Zone, which is not pronounced Project X Zone, of course. It's Project Cross Zone. And it just now clicked in my brain. So yeah, it's Project Cross Zone for those of you wondering. Let me count, zero of you counting, wondering about that. Anyway, so we had a few replies regarding our question of what you want to listen to on Radio Sega. So we had, what did we have? So Twini said another North American show because Shadow Remix needs company. Well, we already have Voice now, every Thursday night, but yeah, that's an idea. What else? Kopke said some composer specials like the one on Naganuma. Yes, I'm planning to do a few more top 40 specials dedicated to some composers. Yes, I think someone else replied on in the IRC, but... I'll have to look for that because people are going crazy and posting a lot. In the meantime, let's play number 15, shall we? Number 15 this week, it's from the Get Ready album, Hatsune Miku album. And this is Get Ready, the main theme from Get Ready, which is a Space Harrier remix. You're listening to Radio Sega's Top 40 Countdown.
To Radio Sega, playing the best Sega music 24/7.
Oh, yeah.
So sad, so sad. You all got the bad ending. Aww. Welcome back to Radio Sega's Top 40 Countdown. And what did we play during that last batch of music? Well, we started off with number 15, Get Ready, the main theme of the Hatsune Miku Get Ready album, a remix of the Space Harrier theme. At number 14, we had Kamuro Setsugeka. Kamuro Setsugeka, Kiryu's great singing edition from Yakuza 3. Setsugeka. At number 13, Super Sonic Racing from Sonic R. At number 12, Brother Goes Away from Ollie King. And at number 11, Bad Ending Aww from Eternal Champions. Sound Reaper is saying the top 40 needs more Eternal Champions. And he says he'll keep that in mind. Okay, so request more Eternal Champions if you want to listen to that during Radio Sega's Top 40 Countdown. For now, it's time for the second, or the third, I mean, batch of... And as promised, a couple more Shenmue tracks, because I love Shenmue, and, technically, Shenmue 2 tracks. So, the following tracks are Landy's Departure and Leaving Kowloon. These are epic and, just take a listen. We'll be right back. And we're back. So those two tracks were also from Shenmue 2, Landi's Departure and Leaving Kowloon. Landi's Departure played after you beat the final boss of sorts of the game. You beat Don Yu on the rooftop of the building and you got so close to Landi, but he escapes once more on a helicopter. And it's frustrating. And then you leave Kowloon to go to Guilin. Oh, you love my Japanese, in this case Chinese accent, because Kowloon and Guilin are in Japan, in China. Damn. So anyway, why am I playing four Shenmue 2 tracks? Because not only are those available to request from our playlist, but I'm announcing the next Radio Sega's Top 40 Countdown special. After the success of the Hideki Naganuma edition, the next one will be a Shenmue edition. So our next Top 40 special, a show dedicated to Shenmue, to the music of Shenmue. Details will be shared as soon as I have them, because I really need to think this through. But yes, the next Top 40 special will be a Shenmue show. So keep on thinking about your favorite Shenmue tracks, and we'll see what happens next. Yeah. And moving on with the show, number 10 this week, entering the top 10 now. Number 10, Another Part of Me from Michael Jackson's Moonwalker. Keep it here, this is Radio Sega's Top 40 Countdown.
Thank you.
To Radio Sega, playing the best Sega music 24/7.
We'll be right back. If you're traveling near or far, don't hassle with a plane or car. Uretrans has a better way. From Turtle Village to the lair of Deathbringer, Uretrans takes you wherever you need to go. With our newly revamped fleet of Bizarrians, you will never travel alone. Need a drink? Just hit your cockatrice with a whip to make a tail swipe a blue thief. Now, just take a sip. Is there a skeleton trying to kill you with its sword? Just make your dragon spit a fireball and burn its bones to ashes. Do it all while watching your favorite show or getting some work done on the all-new embedded eye glyphs on the back of your beast. Whether you're traveling on business or pleasure, try Uretrans. Uretrans, part of the Bum Industries Group. What a Donny ride.
So that was a word from our sponsors, Uretrans, from part of the Bum Industries Group. What a Donny ride. Yeah. Uretrans, yeah, if you didn't get that, and Bizarrians, yes, so if you don't know your Golden Axe, you'll have to look it up. Yes, Bizarrians are those beasts that you ride on Golden Axe, and Uria is the land, is the country or the world or whatever you're on in Golden Axe. Anyway, last batch of music was awesome. Firstly, number 10, Another Part of Me from Michael Jackson's Moonwalker. Number 9, Shenmue from Shenmue, of course. Number 8, Daisy Circuit from Mario Kart Wii, but part of the Mario and Sonic at the Sochi 2014 Olympic Winter Games. Number 7, Seasonal Shrines from Sonic and All-Stars Racing Transformed. And number 6, Convergence from Echo the Tides of Time, the Mega Drive version. And then we had Uretrans supporting Radio Sega's Top 40 Countdown. What a Donny ride. What a Donny ride is also number 5. Number 5 from Echo the Dolphin, the Mega CD version, The Vent. And if you're complaining about the songs being quiet, stick around for number 4 and number 3, because they're not quiet at all. You're listening to Radio Sega's Top 40 Countdown, and we'll be right back.
to Radio Sega's Top 40 Countdown. Request your favorites on RadioSega.net by clicking Playlist and Requests. Number two.
Welcome back to Radio Sega's Top 40 Countdown, and in that patch of music we had at number 5 The Vents from Echo the Dolphin Mega CD version, number 4 World 7 from Super Monkey Ball 3D, Rock Your Body Till Your Body's on Fire, at number 3 Honeycomb Highway from Sonic Lost World, which was requested by Sound Reaper 13 times, yes. And at number 2 we had the boss theme 2 from Alicia Dragoon, which was requested by 3 different people, myself included. Yes, so people were asking if we don't have any Puyos tonight. Well, sadly no Puyo na biatch, nothing of that nature, but we have an incredible, an awesome, an interstellar
playlist highlight.
Yes, the final playlist highlight is a song from the Sonic Zone Remix Competition 2014, the Robotnik, the second Robotnik bracket. So if you want to learn more about this this competition, of course, and this particular bracket, just tune in this Friday for a Sega Mixer Drive, as Rexy is playing the whole bracket, the whole batch of music from that particular bracket of the Sonic Zone Remix competition. My favorite is this one by the Guitar Hero, because it's Guitar Hero, a Sync to Me, a remix of Death Egg and Music Plant. Take a listen.
Thank you.
So what did you think of that? That was our final playlist highlight. Sing to Me by the Guitar Hero. A remix of Death Egg and Music Plant from the Sonic Zone Remix Competition 2014. If you want to listen to the competitor and all the other tracks, tune in to Radio Sega this week, this Friday night at 9 p.m. GMT for another edition of Sega Mixer Drive with Rexy. Yes. Other shows this week include the Cyber Razor Cut on Wednesday at 8 p.m. with Sonic Yoda from the SegaDriven.com website, with an hour of Sega remixes as well. Then we have Sega Mixer Drive, as I already mentioned, and this week I can assure you that there will be an episode of Last Call. I have it somewhere. Where do I have that soundbite? I think I have that. Where is that? Here it is. Yes, Last Call, with the mysterious DJ. So Friday night at 11 p.m. GMT. Oh, I forgot RSN Live. Yes, we have RSN Live Thursday at midnight GMT, of course. Yes, Thursday at midnight. And yes, so then we'll have Sega Mix Drive, Last Call, and on Saturday, 4 p.m. GMT, the late afternoon breakfast show with Shadow Remix, and finally, I think there will be a Forever Sonic's random hour this Saturday, although Forever Sonic is not sure yet, but there will probably be a show this Saturday at 10 p.m. GMT. Of course, we also want you to take part in the Radio Sega character battle that's happening right now on RadioSega.net. So if you want to nominate your favorite Sega characters for this competition, just go to RadioSega.net and join our forums, and you'll have a chance to nominate your favorites, and the most nominated characters will carry on to the battle, the final battle. Who will be the winner of the 2014 competition? Will be Vice again? Who knows? Could be. But it can be your favorite character as well. Well, another thing I need to talk about is the top requester of the week. So who was the top requester of the week? Well, we had a few people that requested a lot. But the top requester of the week was our own Sound Reaper with 102 requests! Yay! All the other guys... Oh, including myself. Yeah, so we had Sound Reaper as our top requester of the week. If you want to be the top requester of the week, just request everything you want to request, everything you want to hear on RadioSega.net. Just go to RadioSega.net, click the playlist and requests button, and fire away. And from starting this week, I think I will announce the top requester of the week every Monday night. At least if Simon's code keeps on working as it works now. Yeah. So thanks Forever Sonic for that. So what else do I need to talk about? Am I forgetting something? Oh yes, I'm forgetting the number one most requested song of the week. What was this week's number one? Well, before that, let's say goodbye to everyone who joined us in the IRC. Let's say goodbye to Trigon, Forever Sonic, Rexy, Sound Reaper, Voice, Underscore Spondy, A Winner Was You, Bogard, CTR, Ani Luvenato, Clayman, Midnight, Sergadra, Shadid, Shugnussy, Trekkie, Trini, UB314. Yes. Also, let's say goodbye to whoever mentioned us on Twitter. Let's say goodbye to the Opus Science Collective. But they don't... they deserve a goodbye, and they deserve something else. They deserve... because they are awesome. Yes, let's say goodbye to Copkin, to Katie Britt, to Win the Game, who mentioned us and who always listens to the podcasts, to the Cerebral Boar. We've also been followed by Charmy B, Espio the Chameleon, Vector the Crocodile, and Shadow the Hedgehog. Okay, let's also say goodbye to Last Minute Continue, to Clayman, to Audio Sprite, and I think that's it. Indeed, yes. Okay, so it's now time to announce and play the number one most requested song of the week. For the fourth consecutive week, the number one most requested song of the week is Shenfa from Shenmue, the orchestra version. I've been KC, you've been listening to Radio Sega's Top 40 Countdown, and I'll be back next week. For now, I'll be off. Bye-bye!
Radio Sega's Top 40 Countdown.
Okay, fine, have your Puyo Puyo.
Shows and the chance to request your favorites. This is RadioSega.net.